Business, finance, politics. There's a lot going on out there, and the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast covers it all, twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic, many tech companies went on a hiring spree, staffing up to meet demands from other industries that had gone remote, and expanding into new business lines to hopefully find new ways of capturing profit in the future. But now, the winds have changed. Tougher economic conditions are leading tech companies to scale back and announce more and more layoffs. So what do tech bosses who pushed for fast hiring have to say about those decisions now? Our reporter Dana Mattioli joins us to talk through the shift and what it all means for the tech sector going forward. That's after these headlines. A top Chinese official is signaling that a long-running crackdown on big tech in the country may be coming to an end. Beijing's sweeping clampdown on its previously fast-growing and freewheeling internet businesses has ensnared the likes of Alibaba, Tencent, and Didi over the past 2 years. But now, authorities have wrapped up investigations into the financial businesses of 14 internet companies. That's according to the chairman of the China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission. He says there are only minor problems left to resolve, and that officials will look to provide more support and supervision going forward. And following the January 6th Capitol riot, Facebook parent Meta said it wanted to scale back on how much political content it showed to users. But we report the company went much further than almost anyone knew, effectively hitting the mute button on all political content recommendations. Our reporter Jeff Horowitz has looked at internal documents at Meta, and he says the company essentially did what some of its researchers had been telling it to do for years.
Instead of, say, promoting things that got the most engagement possible, maybe they should promote things that people thought were worth their time or fostered some sort of debate that might be useful. Internally, I think this was viewed as being fairly successful. It diminished politics, and it made politics perhaps a little more civil, but it didn't get the company out. And so in the second half of 2021, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook's board started pushing to really shut down politics in general. And what they came up with then was a far more blunt approach, where they were just going to demote anything that was on a civic topic. So that's politics, local government, community, fundraising for charitable causes, environmental stuff, international news, all of that stuff was just basically going to get demoted to the very bottom of the pile.
But sources say Meta backed off the aggressive approach after it saw some unexpected consequences. Users began to consider content from news publishers less trustworthy, complaints about misinformation climbed, and charitable donations through Facebook's fundraising feature fell in the first half of 2022. To hear more from Jeff about what happened, listen to last Friday's PM edition of our sister podcast, What's News. All right, coming up, the number of tech layoffs is growing. What do the job cuts tell us about the industry's future? We'll discuss after the break.
I'm Danny Lewis.
And I'm Alex Osola. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, we explore the projects reimagining the world of tomorrow.
Like using sound to rejuvenate coral reefs.
Moving microchips beyond silicon.
Silicon is no longer energy efficient.
And how animals are helping treat human diseases. The future of everything is happening right now.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So many tech companies have announced layoffs in recent months. Last week, Amazon said its planned cuts would affect 18,000 workers, mostly in its corporate ranks, and Salesforce said it would trim 10% of its staff. Cuts have also been announced by Facebook parent Meta, Twitter, Snap, online real estate firm Redfin, video company Vimeo, Uber, Lyft, Netflix. The list goes on and on. It's a big reversal for a sector that was hiring quickly during the pandemic, And to be fair, many of the laid-off workers are finding new jobs quickly, and unemployment across the U.S. remains low. But the cuts, taken all together, may signal a shift in how tech companies set their priorities going forward. With us to discuss this change is our reporter, Dana Mattioli. Hi, Dana. Thanks for being here.
Anytime.
So before we get into what all of this means for the tech sector, can you take us back a bit? What has tech hiring been like over the last few years?
Over the last few years, tech hiring has been a frenzy. It's been a major engine of job growth in the country, and these tech companies that are flush with cash had been throwing these very lucrative pay packages at employees and engineers and really bidding up the market, like really very expensive pay packages with stock options and the like. So it's almost like a lot of them had this carte blanche when it came to hiring.
All right, but now there are all these layoffs that are happening. What are some of the factors that have led to this reversal?
Over the last few months, tech CEOs have become much more cautious. So there's been chatter of a potential recession on the horizon. There's talk of battening down the hatches. And, you know, their clients are starting to slow their spending. And their clients are in tech, but also other industries. And they're trying to shore up their balance sheets, right? So they're seeing some cautiousness from their own clients, maybe pulling back spending. And also, they're having to answer to their investors in a different way. For a very long time, the tech sector has been growth above everything. That's been their mindset, right? Grow at all costs. And now the tone is changing, where these CEOs are talking more about profits, and they're getting pressure from either their venture capitalists that are backing them, or if they're public, they're public investors that want to see free cash flow and good balance sheets. Some of the passes that they've gotten historically, it seems to have dried up.
What are the CEOs and top executives at companies then saying about having to make these cuts? Are they taking any responsibility, for example, for maybe hiring too much in the past?
They are. And I think it's important to get into what COVID was like for a lot of these companies, right? So COVID sets in and companies like Amazon and Salesforce and, you know, even Facebook saw unprecedented demand for their products and services. People were home, people were online more, so their business lines were just flush with people bombarding it, sometimes at like record numbers, right? So they had to really hire to answer that demand. But there was a gnawing feeling in the back of a lot of their minds that the party would stop at some point, but they didn't want to miss out on those revenues in the interim. And now what you're seeing is, as each company announces their layoffs, there's like this CEO mea culpa where they're saying, we're sorry, we added too quickly, we added too much, we have to sort of right-size our businesses. So we're seeing that across the board.
We're talking about a lot of big tech companies. Is this also affecting smaller ones and startups as well?
It is. It's affecting both. I think on the startup side, the VCs are starting to get a little bit nervous about company costs being out of whack, and they really want their portfolio companies to shore up their finances and work more on profitability than growth. So we're seeing that both in the public companies, but also at the startup side. We have a quote from Accel, which is a prominent venture capitalist, saying the bull market in 2022 was in humility, that these CEOs that, you know, I think sometimes are characterized as arrogant or brash, had to be more humble in how they're approaching this.
Amazon has had some of the biggest and most notable layoffs. What has Andy Jassy, the company's CEO, said about those?
Yeah, so I sat down with Andy Jassy last month to talk through some of this, and a few things he said. So one of the areas that there have been cuts at Amazon are the devices or the Alexa business, which was Jeff Bezos's baby. This was an area that was high growth and very expensive, and they've had to make some tough decisions there. And he said that he still believes in that devices business. But he said at the same time, there's a number of experiments that they were running in that area that just looked like they weren't going to move the needle enough and it wouldn't justify the cost that they were spending on that area.
And what about companies like, say, Redfin, one that has already had layoffs and then had to do another round of layoffs after that? I mean, what do they say about having to do this twice?
Yeah, so their CEO, Glenn Kelman, he has some regrets about the way this went down, but they added all these realtors and they went into different business lines during COVID. And I think the big lesson he said that he learned was the simplest way to build a profitable company isn't to come up with amazing new ideas to delight customers. He says it's to stop doing stupid stuff, right? So I think if he were to go back, he wouldn't have expanded into different business lines. He would just like focus on what he does well, execute, and not get distracted.
You're mentioning that both Jassy and Kelman are mentioning pulling back from business lines that were maybe a little more experimental or were off their essential beat. Is that what more tech companies are going to have to do? Are they just focusing up on their core business going forward?
I think it might be a little too soon to tell. We did see, you know, Snapchat also pull back from some of its more moonshot sorts of projects because, you know, these moonshots that Silicon Valley is known for are expensive. They're big bets that oftentimes don't make it. So I wouldn't be surprised in the coming months or year, those, you know, aren't as prioritized as they would have been in the past.
What is this going to mean then for the tech sector going forward?
You know, it's tough to say. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a few quarters of austerity where these companies that are, you know, sort of synonymous with perks and lavishness and big pay packages start looking a little bit more like traditional public companies that have to answer to Wall Street and investors. It's too soon to say if that sticks, right? I guess time will tell. But in the interim, it seems like these companies are going to start behaving like more normal public companies.
All right, that's our reporter, Dana Mattioli. Thanks for joining us, Dana.
Anytime.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.